This is Reflections in Black, and I'm your host, Raven Cook. Reflections in Black is a segment dedicated to exploring the legacy of Black Americans in the United States and around the globe. Reflections in Black also provides resources for understanding and hope for all people. It is not the intelligent woman versus the ignorant woman, nor the white woman versus the black and the brown. It is not even the cause of woman versus man. Nay, 'tis woman's strongest vindication for speaking that the world needs to hear her voice. Anna Julia Cooper, born Anna Julia Haywood, was the daughter of an enslaved mother named Hannah Stanley. Stanley was the property of George Washington Haywood, who historians believe to have been Anna Julia Haywood's father. As a child, Anna Julia Haywood went to St. Augustine Normal School and Collegiate Institute and distinguished herself in academia. In 1877, Haywood would marry George A.C. Cooper, a fellow teacher studying theology from the Caribbean, and take on his last name, becoming Anna Julia Cooper. In 1879, George A.C. Cooper died 3 months after becoming an ordained minister. Anna Julia Cooper would never remarry. But during the 19th century, Oberlin College was one of the few institutions that accepted both women and Black Americans. So Cooper seized the opportunity and enrolled. She earned her bachelor's in 1884 and her master's in 1887, both focused in mathematics. The M Street High School, a prominent prep school for African Americans in D.C., would offer Cooper a position. There, she would serve with distinction through most of her career in academia. In 1892, Cooper would write the groundbreaking text called A Voice from the South. The text would provide a critical analysis for Black women's issues in the late 19th and early 20th century. As a contemporary of Dr. W.E.B. Du Bois, Cooper's text today is considered to be another important foundational work for analysis on the Black experience in America. In an effort to expand on her education, Cooper began to travel from Nassau and Toronto to London, where she attended the Pan-African Conference in 1900. The opportunity for Cooper to speak at the Pan-African Conference about racism and injustice in America was followed by a tour of Europe. Cooper returned to the United States and acted as principal of M Street High School from 1902 to 1906. But Cooper challenged the curriculum standards with the Board of Education and was dismissed. Nevertheless, she persisted and would become chair of languages at Lincoln University in Jefferson City, Missouri, from 1906 to 1910. In 1925, Cooper would defend her doctoral dissertation at the Sorbonne in Paris and become the fourth African-American woman to earn her doctorate. She accomplished this remarkable act at the age of 67, also while acting as a foster mother of two and the caretaker of five children after her half-brother passed away. Anna Julia Cooper would live a long life of service and pass away at the rich age of 105 in 1964. Today, we honor and celebrate the incredible life and legacy of Dr. Anna Julia Cooper.
Reflections in Black is a production of KUAF Public Radio in Fayetteville. You can hear weekly segments on Ozarks at Large, and you can learn more about the series online at KUAF.com. Just search for Reflections in Black.